message.
Let's talk about fear of failure. You know, that little voice in your head that whispers, "Don't even try. You'll mess it up. Everyone will laugh at you. And then you'll have to move into a van and eat canned beans forever." Honestly, fear of failure is the world's worst roommate. It never does the dishes, it leaves self-doubt all over the place, and hogs the mental thermostat, making everything feel cold and unwelcoming. But here's the thing, fear of failure does not actually do anything. It just talks a lot. It's like a bad movie critic who's never made a movie, standing in the corner yelling, "That'll never work." Meanwhile, you're over here trying to create your masterpiece, whether it's a business, a painting, or finally figuring out how to fold a fitted sheet. Let's break it down. What is failure anyway? It's just not getting the result you wanted. That's it. You don't lose your name, your humanity, or your Wi-Fi password. You're still you. And honestly, some of the best stories come from failure. Nobody wants to hear about the time everything went perfectly. That's just boring. Think about it. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb on his first try. He failed so many times that he could have lit his lab up with rejection letters. But do we call him the guy who kept failing? No, we call him a genius. Now, fear of failure loves to tell us how high the stakes are, but here's the truth. Most of the time, they're not that high. What happens if you mess up that presentation? A few people will nod politely and they will move on. What happens if you post something online that only gets two likes. Well, the algorithm shrugs, and so should you, because life keeps going. The secret is to reframe failure. Instead of thinking, "I failed, I'm terrible, I'm a loser," try thinking, "I learned something I didn't know before." Or if all else fails, just blame Mercury in retrograde. And here's the kicker. Every time we face fear of failure and do the thing anyway, it shrinks a little. So like a toddler throwing a tantrum, eventually it gets tired and sits the hell down. So the next time that pesky fear of failure shows up, and it always shows up, just nod, smile, and say, "Thanks for your input, but I've got this." Then go out there, try, fail if you must, and remember, even canned beans taste better than never trying anything at all.